Today we are going to be learning Ois Vav of the Kuntres and Yonash Oteres Achsidis that we explained in yesterday's shiur that there are a lot of qualities to Mashiach and the life of Yomois HaMashiach and the Torah of Mashiach, but that these things all emanate and they all come from a much deeper source. The fact that the Inyan of Mashiach is the Gilui HaYechido. So, why did we get into the discussion of Mashiach? Because the Rebbe told us a klal that from the schar of something, you know the essence of what it is. If A brings B, so then A and B must be very, very similar. So if Hafatzis Hamayonis brings Mashiach, and Mashiach is the inyan of Mashiach, is the Gilui HaYechida, so that itself can help us understand what the inyan of Chassidus is. If Chassidus brings Mashiach, it must be that Chassidus is innately connected to this inyan of Gilui HaYechido. Because we explained earlier, the Rebbe started Ois Aleph by telling us that there are a lot of benefits and a lot of qualities that come from learning Chassidus. For example, through Teiras HaChassidus, even the deepest secrets of the Torah Soid become revealed. The Rebbe explains in Aura 40, normally, if you go according to Seder Ishtalshlus, the way things are in a normal way, so an Historis La'ashem Aleikeinu, Ba'aniglis Lanu, which means there are parts of Torah which are Shayach to be revealed, and parts of Torah which are supposed to remain hidden. That's the name of Soidus HaTorah. But when the Yechidah is revealed, so there's no room for anything to be hidden, because everything comes from the Yechidah. So even Soid, even in Chassidus, you could find the Gili of Soidus HaTorah. Same thing in Avodas HaAdam. That when someone learns Chassidus, we find that people, they go Lefni Mishuras HaDin, like Chazal say, what is a Chassid? Someone that goes Lefni Mishuras HaDin, and also changes the Teva Amidois. Why is that Shaykh Dafke to Yechidah Sheben Nefesh? Rebbe explains in Aura 41. Because if you're talking about the other parts of the Nefesh, Nefesh Ruach Nesham and Chaya, so then you're talking about the Metzias of the person. And when you're talking about the person's Metzias, he cannot think of changing his essence. That's who he is. You can't tell a Metzias not to exist and to be a different Metzias. That's who you are. However, when you're talking about the Gila Yechida Shebenefesh, when there is no Metzias, it's only the Eibishter. So therefore, you can go Lefni Mishuras HaDin because there's no Hagbalos, as well as the fact that there is no Metzias to say, I can't do this. My Teva is not locked into my Metzias. Because my Metzias is Nisbata when the Gilei Yechida, it's like a reset completely of my Metzias. I don't exist. It's just the Eibishter. It's just the Gilei of the Etzem HaNeshama. And in such a case, whatever that's demanded, whatever avoid is needed, I can be Mishana Teva Midoisa. The same thing we said earlier about the Inyan of Chayis and Avoidus Hashem. We said that Yidin were in a way that were fainting. In the same way, when someone faints, you call their name. You send the Eibishter sent us Yisrael Baal Shem Tov to the name of Knesset Yisrael to wake us up from our fainting. So, what is this connected to Mashiach? Because fainting, the fact that someone could be disconnected from Avodas Hashem, is only mitzad the koiches hagiluyim of the neshama. When you megala the etzem anefesh, the person can't be disconnected. When there's etzem anefesh, you can nishter vil, nishter ken uprise in zichman alikus. When you have etzem anefesh, automatically involved. So therefore, when the gilei yechida happens, there is no fainting anymore. You wake up. You see sometimes certain yidin that they seem to be so distant. You touch their pintele yid and they're roaring back to life. Whoa, what happened over here? Because when the Gilei Yechida comes out, there is no fainting in Klal Yisroel. Why is this? Again, because Chassidus is a Chayis Chodosh, which comes from the Darga Yechida. In Order 43, the Rebbe explains something which is very, very fascinating. And that is that we know that Achia Shiloini, he was the teacher of the Baal Shem Tov. And his name that he's called is Chaya Yechida. And so too the Nesiim of the Chassidus are called, they're the Yechida Klolos. I want to take a few minutes to explain something that the Rebbe says that he has not seen anywhere explained in Chassidus, but the Rebbe explained it anyways. In the Mamish after Kabbalah Sanesias, we're literally talking about, this is even before Kabbalah Sanesias, Vayakal Pikudei Tovshin Yud, the Rebbe had a Fabrengen. And this part of the Fabrengen was printed in Kutei Siches Chelek Beis, page 512, Ha'ara 62. And the Rebbe says, V'hine le'eis ata lo'y matzosi b'shum makim, I have not found, until now, any place, Bir Shaykhis Habal Shem Tiv Achia Shiloina Shehu Dafka Yerabui. Why was Achia Shiloini chosen to be the Baal Shem Tiv's teacher? Like, there are so many tzaddikim from all the generations. Why Dafka Achia Shiloini was he chosen by the Eibishter to teach the Baal Shem Tiv? Like, what's the connection between Achia Shiloini and the Baal Shem Tiv? And the Rebbe goes through two very important nekudos over here, very, very gishmak. And that is that the Arizal writes that the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was a Gilgal of Achia Shiloini. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. And the Zohar, we know that it's brought down that he was told by Eliyahu, he was told that Behai Chiburi Dilach in the schools of the Sefer HaZohar, and Yivkoin Min Galusa Berachmim, when Yidden learned the Zohar, that's going to bring the schools that Yidden will go out of Galus Berachmim. In other words, the union of the neshama of the Achia Shiloini, which is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is to give us the Torah that's the taste and akdomer for Mashiach. And being that Torah is a Baal Shem Tiv, being that the whole Torah of the Baal Shem Tiv is the same Nekuda, which Memar and gives us the Ima of Mashiach, so therefore that Koyach comes from Achia Shiloini, who was the original neshama of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But then the Rebbe adds a very important nekuda based on the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Balak says that besides the fact that Achia Shiloini was the Beis Din of David HaMelech, he was also the teacher of Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Rebbe explains like this, that Achia Shiloini, he's the most famous, you learn Gemara Sanhedrin, he was the time of Yerovim Banevot, and he gave the nevuah of the pirud of Malchus Beis David. The Yidden are going to split the 10 shvatim, the 2 shvatim. You know, he was involved in that kufa and that nevuah. In other words, Achia Shiloini was the one that prophesied about the splitting of the Klal Yisroel. The whole union of Mashiach is to be ma'achet Klal Yisroel, even those which are very far and distant. Ma'achedem, to bring them together. That's in of Eliyahu HaNavi, his Mekarev, the Rechoikim, his Mekarev, all the Yidin, Lavim Sheba Shemayim, and even Apshutim B'Yoyser. And that is the union of the Baal Shem Tiv. The Baal Shem Tiv, the Rebbe says, V'zeo gam kein minyoni ha-Baal Shem Tiv. Ahavas Yisrael, afilo azavas, kefinzich bekat zvei tevel, v'gam pshutim B'Yoyser. Even simple Yidin. The union of the Baal Shem Tiv is to bring them together. So Hayoi says that he started, so to speak, the Pirud, and he's connected to the Baal Shem Tiv, which is the union to be Ma'achid, all the Yidden together. So when this Chayis Chodesh comes into the world, Teres Chassidus HaKlolis through the Baal Shem Tiv and the Magid, then Teres Chassidus Chabad through the Neshama Chadosha. So, and the Rebbe says in Ara 45, if you want to understand what Neshama Chadosha is, look in Lekutei Torah Shir HaShirim. What does the Alter Rebbe explain in Lekutei Torah Shir HaShirim? It's a whole Ariches, but the Nekud is, the Alter Rebbe explains that most Neshamas, all the Neshamas that we have, were really a chelik of the Neshamas of Adam Arishin. When Adam Arishin, he was the Neshama Klalis, all the Yidden are part of his Tziur. The Neshamas Chadoshes were Nichlal and other Merishin. That's their Koyach Mamesh and Matona Milo. That they weren't part of the Tzir Koyim of other Merishin. And the Alter Rebbe, as we know, was a Neshama Chadosha. Came down Chai Elul. We know all the story. The Baal Shem Tiv was in the mikveh, wanted to make sure that this special Neshama came down exactly the same day as the birth of the Baal Shem Tev. So when the Alter Rebbe, the Neshama Chadasha, which is connected obviously to Torah Chadasha, V'Olam Chadasha of Mashiach, when it came down, Hischilu kol inyon ne'olam lichyos b'chayis chadash. All of a sudden the world got a new life, a new source of life. Chayis atzmi. It got the chayis of Yechida. U'bemeyle nischatshu b'em kama v'kama inyonim. Automatically, the Rebbe underlines u'bemeyle. When Yechida is activated, all the other milas happen automatically. It's not like a pu'ula. Because when Yechida is activated, you're not fainting, you can change your midas, you can have the soydas ha-toyda. All these inyanam automatically come when Yechida Shebenefesh and Yechida Klolis is Nizgala.